Blog Talk Radio.
In a Sight Frolic, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion.
Yeah.
One more time. Let
it rip. I like when you say that. That's why I wait a little.
Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. With the words of the wise. If they don't let me in and there's no enforcement, I'll break the door down. Yeah. Now, did you hear about the big fight over in Washington? Some doctor, Dr. Foddy, with some senator there from Texas, redneck, I don't know what his name is, doesn't matter, but anyway. So the fellow, the redneck said, well, we don't have to wear them masks no more. What's wrong with you? What school did you go to, Farty? And Farty says, I totally disagree with you. He says, I'm glad you disagree with me because I don't want to be in the same company with you. You're a stupid idiot. How dare you call me stupid? I'm a doctor of the White House. You couldn't be a doctor. He said to him, you couldn't be a doctor of the outhouse. Dare to insult me like that. I work for the President of the United States of America. Yeah, well, I think next week they should deport you. What? Deport me to where? Any place but here. Now get out. I don't want to see your face no more. I'm going back to Texas with the word, get rid of Dr. Farty because he smells. How dare you? I'm a U.S. senator. I can say anything I want. This is a free country. That's right. Keep telling people to wear their masks. What's wrong with you? How are we gonna see a pretty girl's face if she's wearing a mask? Don't you understand? This is America. We need to have sex. What's wrong with you? Woo!
Is that the primary goal? You can resolve that by doing
different positions. That's the primary goal That's the primary goal of politicians, have sex.
Yeah, having sex.
That's all they care about. They don't care about us. I mean, look what's going on here in New York. What do you think it's all about? It's not about helping people and good government.
Nah.
And, it's about sex.
That's all it's about.
It's all about sex. It's like three squirrels piled on top of one another. That's what it's like. Yeah, and to put the get a couple of rabbits in there too, you know, and
rabbits and squirrels.
Somebody put three squirrels on the Facebook, one on top of another, and said, "Now this is a cool threesome." I said, "Well, no. Now got to make it a foursome. Add Governor Cuomo."
Oh, no.
It's not about helping people. It's all about sex in the governor's office.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so, we got a great show for you tonight. Jimmy Dinigan tries to get a license.
Yeah.
And Louie will be here later, gooping off. Goofy Louie.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got the honeymoon coming up with They're going to try to hire a maid, see, on the honeymoon. And what else we got? Oh, I don't know. We'll do some, maybe do some Laurel Hardy.
Yes.
Yeah, now, the big question is, folks, big question all over the country. How do you know which vaccine to take? did you hear about those blundering idiots in Europe? They formed a committee, you know. Now I don't know how they did it so fast, but they claim
yeah.
that they tested the vaccine.
Yeah,
that they evaluated it. And all this happened in a matter of days, folks. Can you imagine testing a vaccine in a matter of days when it normally takes years and years? So they tested this vaccine, and they said, oh, it's safe. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
After 37 people got blood clots. Oh,
yeah.
You see, you know what it is? That's not enough people for them. Oh, who cares if 37 people die? I mean, that don't matter. That's nothing.
Yeah, you know? That's nothing to say.
It's got to be 37 million to even,
oh,
you know.
God help me.
But they can do something about it.
Yeah.
So the idiot said this vaccine is good. But you know what that means to me? That's a
it's
warning. Stay away from
right.
it.
Yeah. Now you got it.
I mean, you got to be crazy. And how did they tested this stuff the same way they created the vaccine in a matter of a couple of weeks? Well, they didn't even spend a couple of weeks testing it because it just happened. The other day, and then 2 days later, they come out and say it's safe.
Nah.
Now, isn't there something suspicious about that whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you.
I agree.
Yeah. I wouldn't take that stuff. Anyway, you know, it's a craziness, and then you got to wear the mask. Oh, did you hear the guy who came out with a better idea? Says, I got a better idea. I invented the antivirus suit. We're all going to look like we're from outer space, folks. Yeah,
you
with the helmet on top and the synchronizer and all that, and we're gonna walk around with aerials now. The antiviral suit. Can you imagine?
Oh my!
People wearing these suits. Hello, hello. Are you in there? Woo! You know. Imagine knocking on somebody's suit. Hello, are you a man or a woman? Are you in there? Oh, pardon me, I didn't know you were a transvestite.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Woo! The antiviral suit. I hope Dr. Foddy doesn't get a hold of that. If he does, we're all finished. Woo! All right, well, we try to warn them against that vaccine. You know, I heard that a couple of those people that took that vaccine went to the doctor's office, and the back door was open, and a couple of people went poof, and they went running out the back door, and that was it. You never saw them again.
There you go.
Oh, cut that out.
Gone.
Anyway. Yeah, so, they're going to start up the airlines again. Oh, now you got to have I heard that some guy come up with an idea of the certificate of flying. Have you got the certificate of flying? Now, wait a minute. What do you mean? Well, it's a paper, you see, and it says right on it there, this person has been inoculated to fly. Inoculated to fly? Wait, what do you mean inoculated? All right, that means that he's safe. He's safe? Well, why is he coughing like that? Oh, that's the cigar. God.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. But anyway, yeah, some guy wanted to come out with they put it on the stock report, a certificate that says that you're well enough to fly. You got to show this thing before you get on the plane. Can you imagine all the forgeries?
Oh yeah.
That's going to come out of this.
Oh,
where did you get this, sir? Well, me brother got it over there in London, you know. A nice fella on the corner. Oh, get out of here. Get him out of here.
There you go. Now you got it.
Oh, man, I don't know what they're going to come up with next. But I tell you, man, inner sight around the world. A Big East, the key to rescue. The little bear, check him out, Tom Driven, New Jersey, and Joanne Diamond, Akita lady. Let's see, 609-388-7004, Dr. Nikita. Do they bite? Yes. Cut that out. All right. A guy came up to me and said, does your dog bite? I said, nope. You know. And then the dog started growling at it. And he said, I thought you said your dog doesn't bite. He looks, he's growling at me. He's mean. I said, that's not my dog.
Yeah.
So, oh, how funny is that? I said, yep, regular riot. So, Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Check them out. And let's see, Kennedy Realty. Oh, yeah, you want to buy a house, sell a house? Boy, years ago, you know, you could get a house for like $3,000.
Yeah.
Today,
it was cheap.
You couldn't even go down the corner with $3,000.
You couldn't get a tent for $3,000. Forget about anything else.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine the people who bought a house back in the 1950s and paid $1,500, and now they're going to sell it for
that
money?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or. Yeah.
Doing well.
Yeah. So, all right. Kennedy, 631-888-1186, Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world, little Tommy, Avante, Corey, and Ollie Campbell, and go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you, all right?
All right.
Hey.
And thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. All right, this is the Insight Frolics. And have we got the latest edition of Able News? Or is it out yet?
Yeah, it just hasn't. No, it's not. It hasn't turned over yet. Meaning, we don't have.
Oh,
quite.
I want to look up the. I almost said the obituary, not the obituary. The does Abel have an obituary?
No.
Oh, they don't.
No.
Oh, I want to look up the dating game. You know what do they call it? Personal.
Personals. Yeah.
That's it. I wrote a new song, see, and I want to see if I can entice one of the, shall we say, overage ladies.
Oh.
Will you cut that out? Dancing on your grave, darling. This song's going to be a big hit, see. There's going to be a big hit. I'm going to send it to the Pope.
Yes.
Dancing in heaven on your grave, darling.
Better watch out. They better not dance on your grave. Ooh-hoo.
Wait a minute. You kind of send that song to the Pope. Why not? Because you got to give him first the $5,000. Oh, pardon me. $5,000 to dance on somebody's grave? What's the matter for you?
Get out of here. Listen to the song. You didn't know?
Yeah.
He has to listen.
All right. We don't have the personal.
Well, last time I looked for them, they were kind of little, not there. They were I don't know if they had. Yeah.
Let's see if you can find the late. This is March. See if you can find March and see if they reestablished.
They gave up with the personals last time, for real. I was looking for them and I didn't see
Well, you know
anything,
why, don't you? All those old biddies. They all went from the virus. That was it.
Yeah.
Woo!
Maybe.
That was it.
You don't know. That was it.
Anyway. We don't have any. I want
Frank,
the personals
you didn't get
back.
In early. You didn't get in early on these women either. You didn't get in early on these women either.
No. Well, all right. We'll get it next week. All right. All right, inner sight, some of our friends, Baccaro's Italian Tavern.
No, let me look.
Good Mojo. Good Mojo Printers. And SuttonInsurance.com. And I got a joke about Sutton. And what was the other one? TuraLawCenter.com. All right. Yeah, you know, years ago, there was a show called Gangbusters. Anybody remember that show, Gangbusters?
Yeah,
it was on radio, and it was on television.
Yeah.
See?
Yep.
So there was a bank robber. His name was Sutton, and every time he went in to rob a bank, he had a different outfit on, different getup, you know, and they couldn't recognize him. So he got the name Willie the Actor Sutton. And then this one cop caught up to him. And he says, all right, Willie.
Hands
we
up.
Finally got you. I know
Hands
it's
up.
You under there. Take off that mask. And Willie says, that's not me. That's my brother, Johnny Sutton.
Uh-oh.
Don't give
Uh-oh.
Me that. I know you anywhere. Different outfits. I got them all in my office over there, see? I know every outfit that you put on. Oh, give me a break. Give me a break, will you? Will you give me a break, please? Don't be putting on no act with me, Willie. Put your hands out. This is the only break you're going to get. A couple of bracelets. Here you are. And they took them away. Willie the Actor Sutton.
Yeah,
he was a famous guy.
Yeah.
You know? But they never could recognize him in jail because every other day he had on a different costume. You know?
There's
well,
an article in here, guess what, about.
I don't know.
In Able Nursing Home, so we've got to get a chance to sit down and read it.
Oh, what do you expect?
Mm-hmm.
Nursing home.
No, it's actually pretty good. It's about like they're posing the question on what to do with them. So it's perfect timing.
Yeah. They don't know what to do with them.
Something like that. I didn't get to read it all.
I'll tell them what to do with them.
Exactly.
You know,
so
it's like the guy.
Our idea.
It's like the guy who you ever hear this guy had a talk show. His name was Joe Pine. Ever hear of him?
Yeah.
Joe Pine, he used to be on Channel 5, and one day he had this guy on from the church, and this was the church from the devil. That was his church, the devil's church.
Church of the devil? Oh, God.
So Pine is talking to him, and he said to him, you know, I'm not happy about having you on my show. He said, you know, there's a lot of good Christian people I could have had, but, you know, my producer made me do this, you know. And he's going on and on and on. And he said, I'd tell you where to go, but you'd enjoy it.
That's the truth.
That was funny. Well, that's what we got to say to the nursing home. Get rid of them.
Yeah.
All right, inner sight around the world.
Wow.
Speaking of Able News. Let's hear it. You got it?
Yeah, I'm
the Able News.
You want me to put what? The I'm look. Oh, I found the personal. You ready?
Hey, do the Able News first.
You mean the, oh, okay. Able, all right, forgot to advertise. Oh, well.
Do the
Sorry. Okay, Able is the newspaper for, by, and about disabled. Sorry, about the disabled.
That's so funny.
That I totally forgot it.
Dancing on your grave, darling.
No, dancing on my brain more.
Go ahead.
That's why it's funny.
Only if she has money will I dance on her grave. Otherwise, forget it. I don't want to dance over there.
You sound like you're
she
drunk.
Has money, I'll do the mambo cucaracha bacarica.
Let me finish this, man. Okay, what else?
God.
All right.
Donate it to Inner Sight, you sweet biddy. I'm going to put an ad in Able News. Any sweet biddies out there who would like to get rid of nursing homes with money, just call me.
That's right.
That's it.
There you
go ahead, Able News.
All right. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled to serve the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts in a variety of informative articles in a large, tight format. The input of the disabled person is great. Able also has this personal page, and it also has things to buy and sell, and also you can get a free subscription by just logging in online and going to ablenews.com and signing in for that subscription. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign the petitions, change.org.
Right.
All right. And by the way, if you hear this song on the radio, it's going to be a big hit. Dancing on your grave, darling. Will you cut that out?
That sounds like something scratching on a board.
Anyway. Who's scratching what?
You know how you scratch on a board and you go slow? That's what it sounds like.
What, the Able News?
Dancing on your grave, that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a new song I'm writing. I might even give it to Stevie Wonder if he behaves himself. All right. Inner Sight. Did you find the personals?
Yes.
We got the honeymoons coming up with the maid. What?
Well, we have one that's really special for you. This person's not particular. Okay?
What happened?
She wants a 73-year-old male. In her life. Oops, that's it. No.
Wait a minute. What is she? What? Are there any pictures of these biddies?
No.
I mean, women?
No. No.
No pictures?
There's race. She goes, she's not particular. Race, color,
wait
religion.
A minute. You know, there's a reason why there's no pictures, you know.
I know.
once they see the picture, that's it.
That's right.
They're through before they start.
That's right.
Dancing on your grave. Will you stop that?
Well, here it is. This one's the best
right.
one here. Okay.
Yeah.
She's not particular on race, color, religion. I'm not prejudiced. Looking for romantic male. Ooh.
Well, has she got any money? They don't. How come they don't put their bank accounts up there?
I don't know.
Savings. They don't have to put the bank. Just savings up to $4 million. You know, whatever it is.
Oh.
Not up there.
Well, why would they put a personal in here about this? That's weird. Single white male, 71, looking for phone friend, male or female.
No. I don't know.
Sad. I'm sorry.
Phone friend.
Yeah.
Well, I'll call him up and I'll imitate a different voice, you know. Hello?
Yeah.
How are you? Did you ever hear that song, Dancing on Your Grave?
Oh, Frank, you wouldn't do that to the poor guy. He just wants somebody to talk to. Okay. Now, here's the second one. It's a senior female. She's in Nassau County looking for senior male to enjoy simple
things.
Well,
I'm a junior,
life.
By the way.
Oh, okay, so she's a senior. Anyway, she wants to enjoy simple things in life, family, hugs, walking, and that's it.
After she pays me, I'll talk about simple things.
Here's another one. This one's good. This one gives you really
all right,
laugh.
I just want to know one thing. Does she have wax in her ears? What?
I don't know. That's gross. Otherwise, she better clean that up.
Yeah. Clean up your act, Biddy.
That's right.
Lady, please.
Then there's, I am a pretty Asian American lady in her 50s.
Uh-oh.
I look
Chinese?
Yes.
Oh.
I look
Latin. You want a boyfriend?
Wait, she looks
Latin. I got a good guy for you. My brother, he likes a Chinese girl.
wait. She looks Latin, though. You know what that means. She's
wait
five
a minute,
foot
the picture
five. There? No, this is what she's saying.
Well, how do you know she looks Latin?
That's what she said. I look Latin.
Oh. I look Latin.
I look Latin.
She looks Latin. I just hope she doesn't look that way because she's dirty.
I hope not. Well, here we go.
Do any of these Biddy's say, I've been vaccinated.
No.
How do you know if they're
guess.
Vaccinated?
Don't know.
You don't
wait,
know if they've been vaccinated
what
or what?
No. So she goes like this, continues writing. I'm 5'5" tall. Looking for a pen pal or companionship with a man aged 47 to 62 who looks
that leaves me out.
Comedy club. Oh, you don't have to.
I'm only 35.
Yeah.
Well, no, wait a minute. She's looking for read that again. I just had a brainstorm.
Okay. With a man aged 47 to 62 who likes museums, comedy clubs, board games,
comedy
nature, art.
Well, how about dancing on the grave?
I want to
put an ad in the Able News, you know.
You better put a really good one.
I will dance on your grave. If you pay me.
Well, here's the thing. You have to pay for the ad.
Oh, how much you got to pay for that?
I don't know. So just write
you
your ad
that?
And mail it with payment. I can't see the rest.
Payment?
I swear I can't. With payment. Let me try
oh,
and make
much?
It bigger.
They
I'm
don't
looking.
Tell you how much it is?
Wait. I'm looking.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well,
$2 per response. That's what the response is. But I don't know how much it is to put it in there.
Oh,
$2. 15 words.
Gee, one of these
okay,
people is so broken down. What are you going
to
get for $2?
Wait a minute.
You get what you pay for.
$2. 15 words. No. $12 for 15 words plus $1 for each additional word to appear 1 month. 1 month.
$12 for 15 words?
Yeah,
Boy, that doesn't give you much time to write about yourself. You know?
Yeah. And per response is $2. So you like a lot of people, they have to pay $2 to, you know.
You mean I got to pay $2 to dance on Gertie's grave? Get out of here.
No, you got to pay $2 to get the information about her so you could dance on her grave.
How do you meet somebody? You pay $2, they give you the phone number?
Yeah, I guess so. They give you the contact information.
Oh, man. Can you imagine the phone calls they must get?
Here, I got a phone number. You could call Angela and personally ask her.
Yeah, the guy who paid the $2, can you imagine calling up one of these women?
Oh, my.
Don't ever call me again, you pervert. Hello, this is Ali. I come from the old country. I want to, you sound very beautiful. I want to, I want to excrete you.
What? What are you? How dare you? What did you say?
I said I want to excrete you to a higher plane of desecration.
How dare you ever call me again, you? You pervert!
Discredit you.
What's your drink tonight?
All right, give me some honeymoon music. You got any?
Somebody
flip your cookie. If I called up one of these biddies, I wouldn't use my real voice.
No, I don't think you would. You want honeymooners?
Yeah, give me some honeymoon.
Dancing
on your grave.
I think that's loud, right? Is that better? Is that better?
All right.
Okay.
Look at this place, Norton. How am I going to clean this place up on my day off? I'm tired from working, driving that bus up and down Madison Avenue. Dying of the heat in the summer, freezing in the winter. You think the bus company cares about me? They don't care about me. I'm telling Alice we're getting a maid. A maid? Ralph, I had a maid once.
Yeah.
What happened? She quit. She came in one day, took one look at a mop and ran out, and that was it. Well, this maid better not dare quit. I'm going down to the maid store. They got a new maid store down here on Fulton Street, and I'm going down there with Alice, see? And we're going to hire a maid. Ralph, I hope you can afford it. These maids are pretty expensive there. Expensive. Say whatever I want. No, Ralph. Wait a minute. I got a better idea. I'm not going to take Alice with me. She'll only be trouble. Norton, will you help me get a maid?
Don't touch me, Ralph. I don't do windows.
Oh, shut up. Yes, gentlemen, can I help you?
He wants to hire me. What? Well, you cut that out.
Don't want to hire him. I want to hire a maid. He's my friend. Came down here for constitutional support. Oh, you want to hire a maid? Yeah, that's right. Like you got there in the window there. Oh. Well, what do you need the maid to do? Well, she's got to scrub the floor, wash the windows, wash the dishes, bring me my supper, bring me my slippers and everything else, and do whatever else I tell her. You don't want a maid. You want a slave. How dare you? I don't want no slave. I want a good maid with conscientious working. I don't know, Mr. Crandon, I don't know if we have anybody like that. Hold on. Oh, George, send in Velma, would you? Yeah, what do you want? And the fat one looks like he's going to be a lot of trouble. Because he probably has a lot of late snacks, and I don't clean up after late snacks. Ralph, how you like that? You won't be able to have any more late snacks. Oh, shut up. You might lose some weight. Maybe you'll, instead of looking like an antelope, you might look like a human being. Would you? Now, listen, Palmer. I need help. I got to get my place all cleaned up, and my wife is, she's going to work. She's got a job, and I got a job. Now, you got to wash the windows, do the dishes, do the cooking, do the housework, do the marketing, and everything else. I don't do dishes. That's a man's work. Oh, and I don't do windows either. I got claustrophobia. Robbie boy there, it looks like you're not doing too good there with the maid. Why don't you try a left hook? Get out! All right, Ralph wants to hire a maid because he's too lazy to mop the floor. Woo! We got Jimmy Dinnigan coming up, who wanted to get a license. Stupid. All right. 213-816-1650. Anybody out there know any jokes, or can you call in and act stupid? I got an idea. Maybe the governor will call in.
We got Louie and act. We got Maureen.
Yeah. I'd rather have Maureen anyway than have Governor.
And Louie, and Louie too.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to Maureen a little bit, and then we'll go to Louie. Inner Sight okay. Live.
Yeah.
From Queens.
Maureen.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hey.
How are you? Having a really fun show tonight there, huh?
Did you enjoy?
Yeah, we're goofing. Did you hear the beginning? Did you hear the
philosophy? I didn't hear all of the beginning because I went to the store, so we were kind of unpacking stuff and all. I missed it, like it was in and out.
Oh, you missed the fight between the redneck senator and Dr. Foddy.
Oh, yeah, I missed that.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was good.
Well, I'll have to get caught up on that. I'll ask Suzanne to fill me in later.
Yeah, they had a big
tomorrow.
Argument, a big disagreement.
Oh, you mean the real one? You mean yesterday's Fauci thing that he had with the Paul Rand?
Yeah.
Rand Paul.
Yeah, the senator said, we don't have to wear them masks everywhere we go. We can take them right off.
Right.
He said, I don't agree with you.
You don't agree with
that.
They had
a big argument.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you are vaccinated, why would you have to wear two masks? I mean, isn't that the point of getting vaccinated?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because the vaccination don't work.
Right.
They're afraid.
You know, this whole thing is just, and everything's opening up now, and the governor is opening everything like should have been, and everything's,
this
you know, like this whole thing is just getting.
I'm sorry. This actually makes
no, go ahead.
This actually makes people more and more less confident about the medical profession, as you can see. So it doesn't help their cause.
The vaccine, did you say?
No, you know why you got to wear the mask? Because they're afraid of the vaccines.
Well.
They're afraid it's not going to work.
It's probably the truth.
Everything is just such a, I don't even know what it, I don't even know the word to describe what it is, you know, it's just, I don't know, there is no word to describe it, but if I find out, I was separated from my mom for this length of time for political gain or what have you, you know?
Oh, it is.
Oh, yes, of course. And what's going on? We don't even hear the governor's story much anymore. I don't know. It's just like that'll fade away into the sunset like every day.
No, he's not talking
to
anyone.
He's afraid to talk to people.
Yeah.
Well, one good thing
came
out of it then.
Yeah.
not to hear his voice is good, I suppose.
Yeah.
Is he still doing his little coffee, little clutch things in the morning?
Oh, no, I haven't.
There's an echo on this phone. There's an echo. I hear everything I say comes right back.
Me too. I don't know where it's coming from.
Oh, yeah, that your echo too. Yeah.
Sorry. That's better.
Yeah.
All right.
I talked to my mom today. She was kind of, I don't know, tired, very tired again. Then she perks up and she gets very tired again. They say her vitals are okay. But did you hear yesterday that the president said you don't need the 10 days now for nursing home? Maybe it wasn't him. Maybe it was the Medicare, the Center for Medicare. Did anybody read or hear about that?
Not yet.
Hmm.
You mean the quarantine?
Yeah, they said, you know, that should be dropped to 10 days now in nursing home. And they said, you know, people are really getting emotionally depressed and everything, you know, with this gone on so long.
It is.
So they want to start, I guess, getting things done, you know. So,
yeah,
but I heard that, but I don't have a computer to look any of this up, but somebody read that on the computer for me, so, but I haven't heard anything else.
Well, did you hear about the guy who invented the antiviral suit?
Oh, yeah, I heard a bit of that before. What was that about?
Yeah, the suit. It comes with a helmet and a shield and a cape.
And this
you
is
know,
true? This is a truth?
He says the cape helps you jump better out of the way if somebody doesn't wear the mask.
Oh,
geez.
He's no better,
Well, listen, Ollie, can I get a cape? Would you stop that? Imagine Lauren Hardy. What is that get-up you have? Well, this is the new, it's the latest thing, Ollie. You see, you see the kind of material it is because the virus can't get through it. Oh, really? Yeah, that's right. But it, well, can go around it though. Well, I never thought of that.
Well, that's what always makes me laugh in the stores and all.
Yeah.
In the stores, you got the plexiglass thing up, but then you're right around it anyway. So what's that keeping out, really, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Maureen, I got an idea for you, see?
Yeah.
Why don't you put an ad in Able News?
Oh, like the one you read before?
I'll write it for you. Now, yeah, here's what's going to say. The delicious girl.
Delicious, oh.
Looking for a rich man to dance on his grave with great passion and admiration.
please get back and just call me because I'm not paying the $2.
That's a good one.
Get back before you go poof.
Send 911.
Yeah, before you go poof.
I have my vaccination certificate.
That I got created.
Maybe you get a rich guy, you know.
Yeah,
I believe he'll make believe he's rich.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, that'd be wonderful.
That would.
Yeah.
Or at least get a sense
well,
of
I don't know if it'll be so
there,
wonderful. But.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I said it kind of sarcastically.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know, that
well,
one
anyway,
sounded
yeah.
familiar. I remember... Was she in it before, that one? I remembered something about museums and comedy clubs.
Who, you?
Hmm? No,
oh,
the
one
who
the
you were reading the ad before.
Oh, yeah, the one, yeah, the Oriental
was
girl.
Was she in it before? Some of that sounds a little familiar. Maybe she's still putting it in.
She wants to go to a comedy
club.
For
more than 1 month, and they just keep going until they get somebody. Or they get their car.
Some of it sounded a bit familiar to me. That
yeah,
or they
keep
going
there,
until they just peel over.
Or go
yeah,
poof. Or go poof.
Which comes
that's
first, the keeling over or get somebody?
I think they get somebody, then they keel over, and then the other person takes the money.
Oh, God. Man, that's funny.
Oh, God.
That's too much.
Only
to hear the one that wrote,
well, I have to, I'm in good shape, but I got to, when I walk down the street, I got to hold on to the fence.
Uh-oh.
To the fence?
Woo! But she's in good shape.
And you'll be pushing her down the street.
Yeah, don't worry. You need a wheelchair, don't call us. We'll call you. All right, in a sight. All in fun,
oh,
folks.
God.
Don't take us seriously.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
No,
all right.
We're not this way.
We got to go get Louie now.
Oh, yeah, hey. Louie will be coming on. Okay, good night, guys. Good night, Louie. Okay,
good night.
Talk to you next week. Okay.
Don't forget to put that ad in. Like I told
oh yeah,
you.
Do it right away. Before I go poof.
Yeah, right.
If I get the vaccine.
There you go.
All right, in a sight.
All right, Maureen, have a good weekend, okay?
Around the world. Thank you, Maureen.
Thank you, Maureen.
Let's see. Television, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997.
Lou,
yeah, I'd love to get Dr. Foddy and that senator on my show together.
That would be fun.
Oh, man, that would be a riot.
It would. On
now
Friday,
listen. Now listen, Dr. Foddy. I want to ask you a question. You're supposed to be a healthy fella, right? That's right. Now, when you pass gas, when you,
oh, so bad.
Woo,
does it
what
like
kind
frozen?
Of a question is that? That's a Texas question. When you pass gas, does it come out liquid or solid? Get out of here.
It comes out evaporated.
Woo. Anyway.
And it smells like roses.
Channel 20, Thursday night, 7:30. Television, Long Island, Inner Side. Is Louie on the line?
Yes. And he thinks we're crazy. I just want you to know. Here he comes.
What happened?
Period.
Oh, all right. Louis? If we have time, we're going to do Laurel and Hardy.
Hello.
Hello, Louie.
How are you?
How are you doing
there,
brother?
Hello, hello, Mama Suzanne.
Hello.
Yeah, you don't need to talk like that. What's his name? That old actor, Fields.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was his name?
I went. Frank.
Wasn't it Roger? No.
No, he'd say, my little chickadee, you know.
Yeah, chickadee, yeah.
Who was that guy? Something Fields. I can't think of it.
Who hung up the phone on me?
He was an old-time actor. Anyway, what's up, Lou?
How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, listen,
yeah.
Now, and we got a. Did you hear about the new suit?
What's the new suit?
For the new, the new suit for the virus.
Take it out of your arm, something like that. What's that?
It comes in all different colors.
What's the colors, Suzanne?
Well, he wanted to know the name of the guy. His name of the guy is W.C. Fields.
That's it,
yeah.
W.C. Fields. That's it. Yeah.
That's right.
I remember W.C. Fields.
Yeah.
Remember him? Hey, Louie, can you talk like W.C. Fields? Let me hear you.
Hello, my name is W.C. Fields, and welcome to Interstate Frolics on the Frolics. I'm Tom Rosanna Dana, talking to W.C. Fields and talking to Pat Cooper. And right here next to me is the one and only Maureen. We're talking to Rosanna Dana. I'm going to tell them about the swab. Tell the vaccine virus inside the arm. You know, something like that. You put a needle. Put a needle through your arm and say, ay, 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 ay,
ay, ay, ay.
Put a needle through your arm, you won't need any vaccine.
That's right.
Oh, so you have to go to the ladies' room and take the swab and tickle you.
That's it. I'm going to buy a suit for Dr. Farty.
I can't wear it.
An antiviral suit.
There you go. I can talk to Rosanna Jenner about the frolic, and I'm talking to Maureen. Tommy, and hi, Louie, this is Maureen talking to Louie Rivera. Talking to Rosanna Jenner about this, the pandemic with a needle. I went and stick it to my arm. I went, ow, 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 ay,
ay, ay, ay, ay, ay. Did you get it?
Yeah, that woman tickled me to death.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Hey, Lou, you want
to
meet
death.
You want to meet a nice girl from the Able News?
yeah, but talk to Rosanna Dana first.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right.
Hello, my name is Rosanna Dana. Talk to the Maureen and W.C. Fields, and then give them about the coronavirus test right to the arm. And meanwhile, I had to go to the bathroom. I got the swab in my hand, talking to Pat Cooper. Does that make sense? Yeah, Pat Cooper. I'm talking to Rosanna Dana, talking to Pat Cooper. I went into the... ladies' room and give them a swab and tickle, coochie, coochie, coochie all over. I went, yes.
Oh, man. They must love you.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. In a sight.
Hey, Frank, I was at the restaurant earlier.
Oh, you were? What'd you go eat?
I celebrate my mother's, my mom and dad's 66th anniversary.
Oh, God bless them.
66?
Yeah.
66.
Hey, congratulations.
I had rice and beans. I had rice and beans and steak.
Nice.
I ate good over there.
Where'd you go over there, in Brentwood?
Yeah, Casa Vieja down the road. Me and my mom and dad went.
Ah, that's nice.
Is this the three of you or other people came?
Three.
Oh, good. That was nice. Nice little get together between the three of you.
All Absolutely. Right. Congratulations yeah. to the Riveras.
Yeah.
They made it.
Yeah, my mom and dad.
56 years.
Yeah, wow. Imagine that. Wow.
Yeah. All right. How's about a little song? Broadway song. You know any Broadway songs?
How about this one? Gee, car, you're such a upkeep. What about this? I like to be in America. If we can be in America. La 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 in America. My talk inside America.
That's some West Side Story.
He like to go back to San Juan. Like to get on. I throw the coronavirus in me. I like to kill it to keep clean.
All right.
Suzette Tarasi's in America. Suzette Tarasi in America. Suzette Tarasi in America. Suzette Tarasi in America.
Thank you.
All right, Louis Rivera.
And
Bernstein on Inner Sight.
That's right.
Hey, listen to me, guys. Have a good weekend. This is Rosanna, Dana, and the Block Talk Radio, and the Father says, have a good weekend, and thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Lou.
Thank you, Lou.
Yeah.
Love you, Suzanne.
You're welcome.
Let's see, we got any time for Lauren Hardy? How much time we got?
We got 3 minutes.
Oh, that's not enough time.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, 3 minutes. You wanted to play a song in honor of Rosie. You got the song?
I don't know if it will air, but I could try. It was not giving me the loudness I wanted. I could give it a whirl.
Well,
yeah.
We could play the one with Willie and Merle.
Yeah, we could do that. Well, this one I really want to play because it's my mom's real song. Let me try that first.
We'll see if it works.
On.
All right, Inner Sight, Frolics, be with you Monday, mad or glad. Have a good weekend.
Here we go.
Yeah.
You too.
Hope you get your stimulus. A lot of people didn't get it. I didn't get mine. I don't know. There's something funny going on with that stimulus.
Mm.
I think somebody's trying to hack it.
Yeah.
Hacking the stimulus. Get a lot of weird calls from the. Oh, I get a lot of calls about my. Your car has expired.
Me too.
I said, if you don't get off this my line, I will expire you, you idiot. Oh, all kinds of weird calls about telemarketing. I like the one with the Social Security. That's the best one.
I know.
We only got a minute and a half, so you can't find that.
You hear that?
What? Minute and a half.
You hear it?
No, I can't. I don't hear anything.
Yeah. So obviously it's not loud enough.
Put the Willie on. We'll go out with that. Go ahead.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay.
Inner Sight. See you Monday.
Okay.
Thank all our friends. Suzanne, co-host, engineer. And there's a little bit of the Merle and Willie, if we can get it. Here it is.
Yeah, it's coming.
High on a mountain in western Montana, a silhouette moves across a cinnamon sky. Riding alone on a horse he called Music, with a song on his lips and a tear in his eye. And he dreams of a time and a lady that loves him.
10 seconds.
How
goodbye, world.
He would sing her sweet lullaby.
Good night, everyone.
But we don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her. I guess it's better to just let it slide. But he sang, ooh, to the lady, ooh, he made some sign. Now he rides away on a horse he called music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye. He rode the music from Boston to Bozeman for not too much money, way too much ride. And those were the days when a horse he called music jumped through the moon and sailed across the sky. Now all that's left is a time-worn old cowboy with nothing more than the sweet by and by. Trailing along is a horse with no rider, a horse he called Memories he used to ride. And he sang, ooh, to the lady, ooh, they damn near lay down and die. Now he rides away on a horse he called music, with a pain in his heart here in his eyes. High on a mountain in western Montana, two crosses cut through a cinnamon sky, marking the place where a horse he called music lays with a cowboy in the sweet by and by.